From the Irish Cancer Society's perspective, we support the call that the PSO remains unchanged. The flight service provides patients in the Donegal area with a real key lifeline into their treatment, their appointments, and all of the items that they need to have in order to, you know, make their way through their cancer diagnosis and cancer treatment journey. And so I and all of the ICS are really behind the petition from Mary Coyle. I spoke with her on the phone yesterday about this specific issue. We also had the Minister for Health join our fundraising launch for Daffodil Day last Friday, and in discussion with her at that event, she shared that her focus is on regional inequalities. So yesterday I wrote a letter to her asking her to also consider this as an issue in the Donegal region, because, you know, this also, you know, brings those inequalities even bigger if this changes. The cost, we know the cost of people who are going through cancer treatment and cancer diagnosis is a lot more than the general population on a day-to-day basis. And so by forcing people to potentially stay overnight when they currently have the option to be back on the same day, you know, that adds cost to people's cancer journey. And so from an Irish Cancer Society's perspective, we're absolutely backing the petition that is out there from the Mary Coyle and the team at Donegal Cancer Flights to really look at not changing the current PSO in its format.
Obviously, it's Minister Darragh O'Brien, the Transport Minister, in his department that will have the final say on this. But are you hoping that Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill will have a word with him just to make the importance of this quite clear to him so that it becomes part of the deciding factors in their contract discussions?
That's exactly right. Yes, we highlighted the petition to her in the letter and to say that it was addressed to the Minister for Transport, and yes, that she would consider supporting the conversation with him, because I do think that, you know, that as Mary quite rightly discussed yesterday, there was no consultation with patients and carers and families in the area around the changes. And I think, you know, that's a real oversight that those two departments couldn't, you know, work together in order to come together for a better outcome for the patients that do use that service.